You've probably guessed our text today from Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, I believe that Joshua really, really loved God's people. He was always out for their good, and he desired the very best of God's blessing upon them. And I can say today before God and before you that I desire God's very best for you and for all in this congregation and in our church ministry. And so I'm going to take a Joshua approach today. I'm going to tell you, you can't serve the Lord. You can't continue as you are, undecided, half worldly, and half in the life of the church. You have a choice to make, and you must make it immediately. It is an either or. Now, that is all prefaced in the statement where it says, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. And that word evil means pointless. If it's just a bunch of nothing, if it adds up to not even a hill of beans, whether you serve the Lord. Now, that's your attitude. You can't serve the Lord. But if you realize that there are marvelous blessings in store for every one of God's people who follow Him, then you must serve the Lord. It's the right thing to do, and it is the path of blessing. And it's certainly the path that I desire for you today, that you, in this new year, will get on board, into position, and out for the Lord, not holding back anything whatsoever. And so our message today is about spiritual leadership, where Joshua said to these people, as for me, we will serve the Lord. Now, the answer is, as for me, and here is where Joshua showed his own leadership. He was going to press on in the race of faith without looking back. Now, every sprinter knows that's the cardinal principle of running. You keep looking forward. You don't even think or look back to see what others are doing. You keep your eye looking forward. And that's the key to serving the Lord in this new year. There may have been things in the past that have troubled you, things that may have hindered you, but don't let them hinder you in this new year as you serve the Lord. Now, the Church of the Lord Jesus is truly crying out for leadership and people who will push ahead in the cause of the Lord Jesus. And on this first Sunday of the new year, we must step up to consider what it will take to serve the Lord. We look at Joshua's leadership. All his life, he has been God's man. At first, at Moses' side, and then as Moses' replacement. And now, Joshua's an older man. He's 110 years old. But he has not pulled back. He is coming to the end of his life, but he's not taking his foot off the gas. He is not slowing up, and he's exhorting God's people to press on and serve the Lord. Now, there are three things I want us to look at today about Joshua's leadership. Firstly, there is the example of his leadership. Then there's the influence of Joshua's leadership. And thirdly, the endurance of Joshua's leadership. And in these three headings, I think we can cover the essence of what it takes for each of us to serve the Lord in these days. So firstly, let's look at the example. It was a personal example. He said, as for me. Now, leadership could be lonely for Joshua. He was the head of a great people, and he had their care on his head. But he had to be fair, and he had to be consistent. He could not favor one. He could not have special friends. He had to treat all the same, and that's the cost of leadership. Many were dragging their feet. Many were becoming weary and falling into bad practices. Many even were tempted into idolatry. And how quickly a leader would get upset and discouraged by that bad, wicked, ungodly behavior. The power of other nations and their influence was encroaching upon God's people. And one has said that it took one night for Israel to get out of Egypt, but it took 40 years to get Egypt out of Israel. And this attitude of idolatry, it still wasn't completely out. And so here was the challenge. He was saying, if you're going to serve other gods, you can't serve the Lord. You can't serve Jehovah if you're going to have your eye on some idol. And that comes to our hearts today as well. We need to be single-minded with 100% loyalty to the name and the honor of the Lord. And the Church of the Lord Jesus is in great need of this kind of leadership. It was a personal example. And you must take that step personally. It was also a fatherly example. He said, as for me in my house, all who dwelt in his home, all who ate at his table, and all who depended on Joshua for guidance were intended here. And he could not totally govern his neighbor's home, but he was certainly going to govern his own home. And he was going to do it for the Lord. And here is the lesson for us. We need to set our own houses in order. Those that we do have some influence upon. Our spouses, our children, our grandchildren. We need that fatherly influence that we may truly lead them into truth and to the worship of the Lord. So we need to set our own house in order. That's the very first thing we need to do on this new year. We cannot be a blessing to God or a blessing to our church or a blessing to our families if we do not set our own house in order. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You'll see too that it was a very decisive example that he gave. He said to the people, choose you this day whom you will serve. Already, Joshua had made a very definite decision to serve the Lord. And that's what it takes of us. You have to determine that this is the route that you must go. And when you determine that, you set the goal and you take all the necessary steps that will get you going in that direction. And of course, as a Christian, you can't do anything else because we belong to the Lord. We are his servants. The Apostle Paul began the book of Romans with that very attitude, and he called himself a servant of the Lord. Let's just read Romans 1:1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel. And that word servant is the Greek word doulos, or slave. He was not his own man. He belonged to the Lord. And his ministry, his service for God, he was going to be single-minded and faithfully serving the Lord at whatever cost. Now, everybody serves something. And I wonder today, what have you decided to serve? Are you serving the world, money, fame, materialism? Or are you set in your heart to serve the Lord Jesus in every way that you can. Now, you will see Joshua's influence also. In verse 16, you will see that influence playing out. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord. And see how the people responded with zeal for the Lord's name. They said, God forbid. There's an absolute answer. And that's the influence that Joshua had upon these people. That's like the Apostle Paul again in Romans 6, where he said, God forbid. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Not a thought of it. Don't even think about it. And here was a very definite influence. And of course, I think of another man who said, God forbid. His name was Samuel. When he said, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Now, I wonder, have you some God forbid in your life? Some definite choices and stand that you've made? And you're saying, God forbid that I should do that or not do that, but I will serve the Lord. Now, the lesson here is that if you take your stand, that if you are earnest to serve the Lord, you will have an automatic influence on others. And they too may well rise, as the people of Joshua's time did, to serve the Lord. Now, you might be only one in your family who is saved and a disciple of Christ. Well, don't compromise. Don't waver. Be strong. And your influence will be effectual, and God will use that to turn the hearts of others. Now, he also influenced their standard of service. You go down to verse 19, Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Now, Joshua could not accept half-hearted service. God is too holy to play around with. You are not joining a feel-good club. You're not joining some serendipity class. If it happens, it happens. No, here is the call to be holy, for the Lord is holy. And we are called to a higher standard to serve the Lord. And why? Because God is jealous. He's jealous of his own name. He's jealous of his own glory. And he will not allow, he will not be honored when you lower the standard and do other things. And God has a very holy zeal for his own name. Let that rule your life. God is holy, and he is zealous for the glory of his own name. And the more that you work toward honoring and serving the Lord, then the more that you will enjoy the power of that name in your life. Now, when Jesus' name is exalted, then God the Father is exalted too. And so let us all do everything we can in this year to exalt the Lord Jesus in our community, in our homes, families, and in our church. Let us labor together, pray together, and support the work of the gospel together, that we will exalt the name of the Lord, because he is jealous of the honor of his own name. Now, Joshua called the people to this high and holy standard. Let's go back to verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. There is that very direct call to serve in the fear of the Lord. Now, our fear of God is not a slavish fear. It is a filial fear. We serve the Lord out of love, out of sonship, because He is our Father, and we want to honor His name and certainly not to offend Him. And so we must not waver from this high standard. We cannot do church in a worldly manner. We cannot fall into the contemporary trends that lower the reverence, lower the standard of worship, and bring the worldly attitude, the carnal attitude, into the things of God. Let us work against that and lift up the standard in our dress, in our conversation, in our behavior, in the time that we give to God's work. Now, I know that that's difficult in these days. We're not meeting in church, but it does require time. And I would say to you today that if you are going to serve the Lord, and if you have made a particular church to be your place of worship, then you ought to be there every time the doors are open. Sunday services, twice a Sunday. Keep the Lord's day holy. Come to the prayer meetings. Get into the very heart and the very pulse of the ministry, and God will bless you. We are called to this higher, holy standard of honoring the Lord all the way, not part way, not halfway, but all the way. And I ask you today to commit yourself to that. Choose you this day whom you serve. Are you going to serve the Lord? Then do it all out, with all your heart, with all your zeal, and all your soul. Now in verse 23, Joshua got to the heart of the matter, and he said to them, "Now therefore put away," said he, "the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart." That's the real issue. It's a matter of the heart. Why do people not come to church? It's a matter of the heart. Why do people not come to prayer meetings? It's a matter of the heart. And here this word incline, it's like pitching a tent. You take the material of the tent and you stretch it out. You stretch it as far as possible. And that's the meaning of this word, incline your heart. And so we are called to stretch our hearts, get our hearts enlarged, fully engaged in the cause and the honor of the Lord. Indeed, pray that the Lord will incline your heart, turn your heart in the right direction, and cause you to serve the Lord with all your being. And so in that verse 24, "The Lord our God will we serve, and His voice will we obey." Now, these are the words of the people in Joshua's time. They are recorded here in the Bible for us. But are they our words? Are we going to make them our own commitment, our own dedication to the Lord? Are we going to set ourselves to serve the Lord even today? Now, right this moment, make that resolution. Or are we holding back? Is there some spirit of fear or reluctance? Let me tell you, you need to incline your heart. You need to pray that God will prepare your heart, that the Lord will deal with your heart, that your heart will not be in any way compartmentalized, that your heart is for one thing and another thing, and then just a little bit for the Lord. No, you need a heart that's inclined, given over to the service of the Lord. And I appeal with you because I desire your good. I want you to grow. I want you to enter into the blessing. I want you to be useful in God's kingdom. I want you to be strengthened in the Lord's cause. This is all for our good and for our blessing. And of course, this response of the people in verse 24, it must have delighted Joshua's heart. And such a response would delight my heart. If you were to say today, I'm going all out for the Lord. I'm going to serve Him only. He's going to be first and foremost. From this day on, I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and trust Him to add all these other things unto me. And by that means, we will certainly know His power and blessing. Now finally today, we're going to look at the endurance of Joshua's leadership. Now he caused the people to note and remember their commitment. In a sense, he was not going to let them off the hook. And in verse 25, as the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve. And Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. He did three things. He wrote it, he put it in the book, and it was there by stone. Right down at verse 27. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of the Lord which ye spake unto us. Now in the New Testament, God has given us ways by which we remember our vows. And there is the vow, first of all, of our conversion, of yielding our everything to Christ. There's the vow of our baptism. Baptism is that initiatory rite into the church, that we are going to be a disciple of Christ in His church, associated with His church. Baptism means nothing if it is not linked to our worship and our fellowship in the church. And that's our vow. And we're to renew that vow. We are to improve on our baptism. We are to commit ourselves more and more to the honor and the service of the Lord. And then, of course, we do so by communion. Normally, this first Sunday of the month would be our communion. Unfortunately, not today. But Lord willing, we will be back to our regular monthly communion services. And we will, by taking that cup and bread, renew our vows. And we will dedicate ourselves again and again to the service and to the honor of the Lord Jesus. And so let this new year be a time of re-examination, rededication, and that we will redouble our efforts in worship and service unto the Lord. Will you do that? Now, I say this for your good. In your own life, get your Bible, set yourself to read it every day. Spend time in God's Word. Pray. Pray as a family. And be a part of the worship of the Lord's church. Dig in. Get yourself fully involved. Become a member. Get to the place where you're all out for Christ and where there is no hesitancy. And that becomes the fruit of your Christian living and indeed the fruit of your new birth, that your desire is to serve the Lord. So we make this a wake-up call. We make this an earnest reminder. And remember how Joshua started. He said, you can't serve the Lord. You cannot serve the Lord. That is, if you're going to serve other gods. But if you're going to serve the Lord, do it with all your heart and do it with all your might. And by that means, God will bless. Let's unite in prayer, and we'll ask the Lord to meet with us here in prayer. Our God and Father, we come to Thee today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray and ask that You will be with us. O Lord, be with us. O Lord, hear our vows and commitments to Thee today as we rededicate ourselves unto Thee, O Lord. Life is so short. Opportunities are so few. And yet thou hast spared us and given us health and strength and faculties by which we may serve thee. O God, today we ask and pray that thy Spirit will rest upon us. Let us be like Joshua and the people of Joshua's day, that we will serve the Lord. As for me, we will serve the Lord. Bless your people, O Lord. We love them. We love them in Christ. We love them for their soul's sake. We love them, O Lord, that we want to see your blessing and favor, your joy and gladness to fill their hearts. We want to see them useful in your kingdom, serving thee, joyfully worshiping thee. Lord, we don't want them to see them miserable and living half-heartedly. But, oh God, we pray for your very best and your mightiest blessing to be upon each and every brother and sister. Do it today, dear Lord. Begin a new thing in every heart, and let us truly yield ourselves and give ourselves afresh unto thee. Now dismiss us with your blessing. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with your redeemed people now and evermore.